Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everybody. This is Josie. It's Thursday again from 8 till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm here to take your calls, to give you the messages from the spirit world. So thank you all for joining me today. Well, wherever you are, whatever time of the day it is, that's where you are. So it's pretty much fairly late. It's it looks like winter time here in Toronto. I don't know if anybody from Eastern Canada can share my my vision. Here we have probably about 10 inches of snow over the weekend, so which is quite unusual for April. But and I was in Regina, so I was actually doing my tour traveling this month. I'm pretty much everywhere in Canada, but I just got back from Regina, and Regina has plus 17, which is in Celsius. So it was really warm. People were just wearing flip-flops. And then I'm back to Toronto, back to winter time. So I'm just blah, 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 chatting away, just waiting for people to join and so on. So if you have not yet called my, my reading session, just a little bit about myself. I'm a channel, so everything comes through me is your information. I don't have cards in front of me. I don't have angel cards or tarot cards. I'm clairvoyant. So most of my messages come from me as images, as numbers, and various different ways. And of course, everybody who is here, there's a message that is waiting for you. And I quite honestly don't know what it is, but we will figure it out. I just want to make sure if you can hear me well. That's one of the problems I've been having with my headset recently, is interrupted sound. So if you can't hear me well, if my voice gets interrupted, please speak up. Please let me know, because then I'll be able to fix it so you can hear me better. I'll dive right into readings, and I just wanted to make to kind of guide you through this process. When I answer the phone, so just introduce yourself. So let me know what your name is, where you're calling from. Please ask one question. I can help you with many questions, but it will take a long time. So in due respect to the people who are also waiting to speak to me, please ask one question, but make it a good one. So my main area, I would say, of expertise is mediumships. Many people coming to speak to their deceased people through me. So I hear them, I speak to them. And that's something I absolutely love doing. I believe that's my personal calling with mediumship. Not just I love doing this, I'm also good at this. It's not to say that I'm anything special, by the way. I'm just like you guys. I am on my journey through life. I'm the student of the universe. But I feel mediumship comes more naturally to me. And so if you have somebody on the other side who you want to speak to, just let me know and we'll see what happens. Sometimes they interrupt actually the whole session, and because they want to speak to you, they want to direct a question to you. So I'll let you know as we go along if I'm picking up any energies from, say, your departed people. You don't have to answer them, let me tell you right now, because they're just like you and me. They are personalities, you know, they're characters. They don't have the body, but the spirit, their essence is still the same. All right. What else? And if you're interested to learn more about yourself, understand that I connect to your spirit guides as well. You hear, actually, the energy that is replying to you is most of the time is the spirit guide energy. They are very loving. They're very supportive. They know you. They somehow have a way of knowing you. You had a soul contract with them. You actually have experienced some sort of negotiations in terms of your life plan with them. So when you're here, when you are in this physical body, things just work out perfectly, that you meet the right people, you show up at the right place at the right time. So anyways, that's what they do. They kind of know your situation. So I'm just connecting to them and letting them speak to you. So it's like, don't shoot the messenger. So, and by the way, every single message that you receive is a loving message, nothing negative. I have an agreement with the guides not to channel any negative information. Having said that, please understand that sometimes what you want to hear could be different from what you will hear from the spirit guides. And because sometimes there is a level of truth that they want to sort of bring up to make, you know, you aware of the certain realities of your life. And that just to, with love and respect, that's all just to help you and to give you some clarity and guidance. All right, so I'm just gonna, just taking my notes, making sure I did not forget anything. That's probably it. And if you have any questions, do, by the way, you can always, you're welcome to reach out to me. My email is josiekraus@gmail.com. If you go on my my website, you can also touch base with me through sort of texting, chatting kind of system that I have there. So I'm always happy to reply to you. I'm teaching psychic development classes as well. So my class starts at the end of April. So you are welcome to join. It's always very interactive and I teach everything I know. So I just put it in a course. I've been teaching this for a while as well. So, but if you are interested in psychic development, do check it out. Again, some more information is on my website. And my idea is to help you to develop your intuitive gifts because they truly are gifts. You know, life becomes magical when you live from that place of knowing and from the place of spirit connection. All right, so my spirit guides are giving me a signal. We're good to go, so we'll see what happens. Hello. Hi. Good evening.
How are you?
I'm very well, but I think one of us lost.
My name's Amy. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amy. By the way, just for some feedback, did you hear me well while I was just chatting away?
Absolutely.
Did you? Okay,
so clear.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. Fantastic. I'm happy. Last time I was like interrupted version of some Chinese movie. Anyways, I would like to know where you're calling from.
Connecticut.
Excellent. Yeah. So forget everything I said about Celsius. Okay, anyways, if you're listening from the very beginning, I know you have your own system of metrics, but or whatever the temperature is. So, anyways, let's get started. Let's just do it. I have to tell you before we go on. I mean, I always have a way of sort of preparing myself mentally, just to connect you with the spirit guides, and most of the time. I'm here with you, but I'm not. My brain is between worlds. So yep. My body could be still talking, but when my mind is not even here. All right. So did you have any question? How do you want to do this?
I do. How can I help you? I do. Thank you. I hope so. So my frequency is really rising in the sense of I'm just raising my frequency. I'm turning myself and I'm loving myself more and more. So what's happening is that I am looking for a relationship, a solid one, a loving and nurturing one. But what's happening is that these people that I'm not necessarily, it's not the same frequency, they're attracted to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see with that, like what is this person coming to me or is it just kind of like a phase I'm going through?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Okay. Let's see what they have to tell you.
Sure.
So frequency rising.
Yes.
Basically what they're showing to me is if you are sort of waking up, you start being aware of your own, you know, it's almost like, you know, understand that like attracts like. So the like energy attracts the like energy. What is happening right now with you, you are, well, let me just say, at the very beginning stages of awakening. So
okay.
You will find this is only just the beginning of, you're just tiptoeing. You know, it's almost like you're just trying and testing the water. It's not quite there yet. And quite consciously, you're still attracting, unsubconsciously rather, that you're still attracting the old material. So you're still residually attracting onto yourself people who are way from being awake. So that's This is what the situation is. So for now, you just completely relax about this, not to make this as a point of frustration, because if you start being frustrated, it's, what's happening, is this my fault? What am I doing wrong? Am I attracting the wrong people?
Anyway. Yeah, I'm not doing that for sure. Okay.
It's a good way to continue. So from that point on, your attraction will start changing. Your life will start changing. Everything in your life will also start changing. So right now you're attracting, it's almost like you are, I don't want to say pay for your past. It's not really about a mistake or some erroneous action that have happened to you. But it's almost like a ripple effect, something, a stone that landed on water many years ago has a ripple effect. You still kind of conceiving, you're still within that range of receiving these kind of ripple effects. So that will go away. Do not worry about this. It's a temporary thing. You just have to like throw in some more stones. You just now throw in a very different perspective on things. So your stone is now going in a different direction. So you will start seeing ripple effect of your new life, but that's happening. They'll take time. So the hardest thing to reprogram is actually your set of beliefs. And they're saying to you that you are actually now is much more aware. You're actually opening up. They're showing me you're having your hands at the heart, so which is almost like praying. It's almost like you're meditating. It's almost contemplating. Yes. This is a really good way for you to go. And who was born in October?
My dad. My dad.
Okay. Is he passed?
No, he's still alive. Yes.
Okay. And the 12th, October 12th?
Oh my goodness, he's the 13th, 1-3. Okay. Wow.
Well, I'll take that. Now somebody's connecting to me from the other side about your dad. Is he okay? Is he okay with good spirits? Is he health-wise? Is he okay?
I'm sorry. What's the question again?
Is he okay with health-wise? With his health?
He's okay. He seems okay, yeah. He worries a lot. He worries a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's a female, so I'm just, I'm asking if them for more information, then that would be the female. So either, he's got a sister also on the other side. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's somebody who is a P name? Patty or P?
No, it's actually an N, but yeah, he only has one sister. Yep.
Okay. Is your dad P, by any chance?
My mom's mother is P.
Okay.
My mom's mother is P, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
P
so that's Paul. That's just somebody is coming through. Because, you know what, it's you and me. This is one of the lifetime sort of encounter for the spirits, you know. That may not even happen ever again. So they're using us to communicate to the people who are still alive. But that's what I want you to know, that's somebody who's coming through. That would be his sister, somebody who passed away. And you have one son as well?
I don't have any children.
Okay. One son. Who has one son? Sorry, that's again somebody who's passed away. Your dad is the only son?
My dad has five siblings.
Okay.
No, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. My dad's sister. Oh my God. Okay, it totally makes sense. My dad's sister. Her grandson is the only son.
Okay. Well, that's somebody who keeps talking. I guess I'll just have to sort of letting you know that she's on the other side and she's very happy. Yes. She's a very jolly, kind of happy person. Yes. She's laughing. She's smiling. And she had chick. Okay, that's weird. But I need your clarification. Did she own the farm with chickens?
Yes.
She showed me. She holds a chicken in her hand, like a pet. Somebody
funny.
That would be somebody who is a pet. Anyway, she just wants you to know, and she's laughing too, by the way. So I want to wish her well, and then maybe just summarize the answer for you. So just letting you know that whatever you're doing is the right thing. So keep on working in that direction. You'll find every day to get you better and better. Now, 15, they are saying to me, 15 was a year of transformation for you. A lot of things changed for you in 15. So this year you will build upon that. So you will have more spiritual awakenings, more spiritual experience, continue praying, continue speaking to angels, continue reaching out and sending the energy out there. You are doing everything right. And then somebody who is, again, the like attracts like. I don't have the date for you to just to tell you that somebody is showing up in October. They just don't have, I don't have that information for you, nor how this person looks like, what his name is. But they do letting me know that that's down the road for you. So just keep on kind of working on your spiritual growth. And this will sort of will happen as well. And who is Kathy? Kathy?
Kathy's my, actually, she's my editor. I'm a writer. It's interesting. Yeah.
All right. So you're good in terms with, well, this is work situation that they want you to work with right now. So this is where a lot of your growth is coming. It's self-growth and so on. So good terms. Okay.
Great. That's a confirmation for me because it's interesting. I just started working with Kathy and that's great confirmation. I appreciate that. I do
appreciate that.
And I have just one thing. My dad's sister, my dad's sister, have any messages for my dad?
You know what? Not really. She shows up because she can, because I can see her, and because I can connect to you. And that's why, I mean, if I asked you, you tell me everything is okay with your dad. And that's why, you know, for me, it's just her appearance is basically, hey, I'm here. I'm okay. That's pretty much it.
Excellent. And can you just basically said hello to her grandson?
Exactly.
Because when you were talking about the only son, that's her grandson. Got it.
Got it. Yes. All right. So if you can please say hello to them. This is sometimes the only thing that they want.
Absolutely.
So you can sort of.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yes.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you so much for calling, Amy. We'll speak to you again maybe soon. All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. All right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, good evening.
My name is Vicky.
Vicky, pleasure
My
to
name
speak
is Vicky.
To you. Vicky, where are you calling from?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
Yes. And it's 80 degrees.
You see, that's what I asked you not to judge me when I said, you know, like something in Celsius, the number, because my point was I tried to, you know, I had a case, you know, it's like really hot in Regina and versus really cold in Toronto. And for you guys in the States, these numbers don't mean anything. It's like, whatever, whatever she's talking about. Vicky, can I ask you a question? Is there a place there called Oklahoma City?
Yes.
Is this a big town or a smallish town?
It's a big town.
Big town? All right. Yes. And then the reason I'm asking you is because I was channeling some information for somebody, and it was a joke, and I was just kind of, they just spit it out. And I did, and it was Oklahoma City. So I never had a chance to look it up. Maybe it was an imaginary place on Earth, but it actually is the real place. Sounds good. Anyways, Vicky, I'm here. What can I help you with? What can I do for you?
I would like to ask my mother if the color was okay.
Oh, well, let me tell you, just to clarify, your mom is on the other side.
Yes.
Right? Your mom is passed. Okay. Because otherwise, I don't think I will be able to help you then. Colors on the other side. Okay. Let's see. Let me tell you who I see on the other side. And if your mom is the person you can verify this for me, I'm more than happy to ask her anything. But so far, this is who I see on the other side. This is an older female that relates to you. I'm not sure. And there's number 8 as well that relates to her. August?
Yes.
Birthday. Okay. Is this your mom?
Yes.
Okay, so she's born August or past?
In August 11th was her birthday.
Okay, so fantastic. So we're good. Now, as I said, you know what? If she's here, she will give me the signs. If not, that, you know, there's nothing I could do to bring her in. All right, so the color was good. Let me ask her. The colors, she likes really deep colors, she says. Okay, no bright colors, but she likes deep colors. Something more of a, I would say deep blue color, some kind of deep, maybe brownish, something that has depth, you know, some sort of very color, not the bright colors. Let me just put it this way. So I don't see anything that is a pink or purple. She says, you know, the best way to do it is. Was it the other way around?
Her funeral we done in pale pink. I wanted to know if that was okay or if it was a little bit too much.
Okay, I see. Well, anyways, well, let me tell you, she says no pink, but I don't know if that was, if she's pro colors or against it. There was a really deep, I think like indigo color. Something was covered in like deep blue. So that was, I'm not sure if she was actually, that was her color. It was her favorite color, was sort of like dark purple, indigo blue, like very dark, rich color. But I don't think she minds you wearing pink, but I don't, I mean, that's no pink. And please don't get disappointed. Please don't get disappointed. But she in her way is, she just shows me a lot of kind of really deep, almost like red purple color and the blue color, like really dark blue. Mm-hmm. And that is, your dad is alive?
Yes.
Okay. Who was born in November?
I was.
You were. Okay. So anyway, she just wants, she just makes these kinds of connections. This makes it easier for me to speak directly to the person that she wants to relate to. Okay. She said it was, you should have done it modestly. It was probably a bit too much. You guys went a little bit overboard, but I think she still enjoyed it. She liked, even if you had nothing, she said she would still kind of enjoyed it. If you had only like a very basic thing to do. And did you have like a stick or something? Did you have, I don't know what she's talking about, but anyways, I'm just trying to understand it. But did you hold a stick? Did you hold some kind of piece of wood in your hands? Was it something? What is she referring to? So she shows there was something in your hands that you were holding on to, and it's like a piece of wood of some sort. Yeah, there's some names on it or something like this. Sounds like a...
I'm trying to think.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, I will leave this up to you maybe to figure out. Some things may be taken slower. She just shows me May. What happened in May?
May. My real father passed in May, my biological father.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that person's on the other side as well. Anyways. She liked the way you actually, it's almost like you went for dancing parties. It's almost like you went on like a dance party as a group. And that was, I'm not sure if she's actually talking about the funeral, but there was something that's been happening with involved actually people dancing. So, or there was like a happy cheer and so on. So people were actually going dancing. And she also had the cat as well.
A cat?
Mm-hmm. Who has a cat?
No.
There could be somebody else now joining her. You may be thinking, you know, maybe about your mom, but she's there. It could be other spirits now kind of coming in as well because they can sort of communicate to you. They can say hello.
I don't know.
You guys, okay, who's Irish? Let me just put it this way.
Irish?
Yeah. Glasgow? That's, I think, pretty Glasgow, that's a city in Ireland. They're really trying hard, believe me. They're trying hard to communicate to you.
Maybe on her mother's side?
Maybe. I have no idea. Do you guys have anybody who's Irish? Glasgow, Scott. I mean, I'm blonde and I apologize for that. So for me, geographically, it would be a little challenging. Can you identify somebody?
She went to Ireland with my sister.
Okay, that's what she's talking about. And you know what? If you can't confirm this to me, okay, and good. Your sister is alive. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so let me see. Maybe sometimes she wants, she's speaking about a person that she was, involved in this event. So, yeah, so you and your sister, you guys were dancing and together? Is this what it was? Or one of her, let me tell you what she shows me. There was an event where people actually went on dancing. And Glasgow comes as a place where these things were happening, or they were from there. So something like that.
Okay.
You may be. Okay, you can ask your sister if they actually had a dancing, wild dancing party in Ireland. And that's, I don't know why she's saying things like this. But she also shows that there were people sort of like a funeral procession, and they were holding some sticks or some kind of piece, like wood pieces that she had it. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's kind of like she wouldn't say that she enjoyed the colors, but I think in overall she would appreciate anything that would, even if it was just modest environment, she would still be very happy that you actually see this, that you created something for her. Now, did you want to ask her anything else?
Yeah. I just want to know that, has it been her that's been leaving all the little signs? Because we've been finding some strange things around,
Okay. Yeah.
We've been finding like pennies, and my dad's even found quarters and stuff out in Florida. And we know they have not been there before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to see what it is. Anyway, she points at the people actually picking stuff from the ground. And now you kind of laid it out for me. So in terms of coins and stuff like this, so yes, the answer is yes. So she's the one who actually sends it. To you. She also points at some kind of a roll of paper. I don't know if it's a will or something, in a document that you guys hold on to. Just a paper that's rolled up. I'm not sure if that's an important document or something like this. But the way she communicates to you is the stuff that you actually pick up from the ground. And your dad especially. Because he picks it up and he sort of dusts it off and then takes a look at it, and it's most likely a coin because it looks like it's something that's made out of metal. And something very light as well, feathers. So he can sort of, she shows him like he blows it off his hand and it goes all flying. So something very light.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that's her. That definitely is her.
Does she have a message? Does she have a message for my dad?
Well, listen, everything that she showed me so far has been kind of a lot of fun. And listen, I feel it. So what she's trying to say is that she had an experience in her life when she perhaps went to Ireland where there was a lot of dancing, a lot of kind of happy events. And she also points out somehow your sister somehow gets involved with that. So the key idea is for you to have fun is just to go and to go places where you can actually travel and then have a great experiences. So if you feel like you're stuck in your life, take a trip, go on a trip, do something fun, you know, explore, and so on. That's, I guess, in essence, what she's trying to tell you. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, my friend. Well, thank you so much for calling. So hopefully this is helpful. And she's very happy. She waves goodbye to you as well. And she's almost like, okay.
Okay.
And then she just gives you this little wave to me as well. So it's always great. Okay. Thank you so much, Vicky. All right. So enjoy your time. And I hope to speak to you soon also again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hello, it's Josie.
Hi,
I'm here. Very well, thank you so much. And what is your name?
My name is Annie.
Annie, okay, perfect. And where are you calling from, Annie?
Chicago.
All right, that's not too far away.
Yay.
Compared to Oklahoma City, that's not too far away. All right, Annie, what can I do for you? How can I help you?
Well, I've had a very tumultuous week
mm-hmm.
where I lost a job and I am thinking about moving. What do you think?
Oy. Well, do you care what I think, or we can actually ask the spirit? So I guess you don't want my opinion.
Yeah.
You don't want my opinion, but I can definitely give it to you. But okay, let's see what they have to say. Yes, for the move. That would be a good idea, they're saying. So moving. Job was well due. So it's almost like it was supposed to happen in March, they're saying. So that was almost like events did not happen when they were supposed to happen, but it's more about even the beginning of March. So
losing the job?
Yeah.
Because I was working with a sociopath. Is he ever going to get caught?
Well, to his karma and everything else and figure out what I can help you with. So about your job, that was way off. You should have left a long time ago. So at least, you know, that's, a lot of the sort of warning signals came along. It was just completely ignored. So now you're actually faced with a good choice. Now you almost like your spirits have helped you to help yourself. So in this particular case,
yes.
to move you out of there into some safer, better environment as well. So this is the, again, think of this as your chance to start over. So to start your life over again. So in a way, new place, new job, new opportunities, and so on. So it will take you a lot of money saving. So whatever you have saved, it's probably where you would use all of these savings to move, because that's what they say. And so primarily the money is one of maybe challenges that also comes with the move. But it's
mm-hmm.
not impossible. They're still working with you. They want to let you know that it's still doable. It's still very much possible that you can do this. Now, if I ask them where to move, so if I have Chicago, well, if I have where you are, sort of looking straight at this place, they are pointing left. So what is left? I don't know. It's almost, I mean, I'm in Ontario, by the way, in Canada. So I cannot help. I mean, I know if you go right, that's where New York is, but they point at the opposite direction. So maybe south or left. So opposite from New York. So the other way. So this is where they're suggesting you. So even if you may have to move about 45 minutes, well, doesn't even make sense because this is numbers that I'm seeing. So,
I'm thinking about moving southwest.
That's southwest, yes. That's exactly south. I think that's what I just said. Listen,
no,
I
think
honestly,
Oklahoma City would be fine.
Okay, so if I had, as I said, you know, I'm in Ontario, and I do apologize because sometimes the locations and places itself is a challenging task. So my spirit guide, honestly, like I'm a 3-year-old child, will have to put errors and direct me just in a certain ways. Is left, is it right, just up and or up or down, and so on. And it's, if you ask me a specific question, and I have to, as a human being, have enough knowledge to communicate through this, right? So anyways, this is what they were saying, right? And then sort of if you look at, so the opposite of New York, that would be west. So yeah, so that's a good move for you. Okay, it's almost like you don't have much to lose. It's almost like you can create the same life anywhere you want to. Like, you're free to do that. You have enough, you know, you can start over pretty much anywhere. You're very light to travel. I don't think there's a lot of things that holding you back. Where does your brother live?
He lives in London.
London. Okay.
Yeah, London.
Like
London,
England.
London. Yeah.
Okay. Did you visit him last year as well, in October?
No, I'm going to hopefully visit him in May.
Okay. Is he born in October?
No, March.
Okay. So I don't know where October is coming from, but when they show me a brother, that number 10 comes through as if, you know, sometimes 10, mid-October or... So... They're just showing me that there will be a move from you to your brother. So, but I, to be honest, it doesn't look like he's in England to me. I feel like he's some very, very kind of close proximity to you.
Really?
But
okay.
There's a definitely a connection between you and him. And this year, or, you know, I see number 10. Perhaps things will change and you go in October. I don't know, but. That's you moving, you know, you going to see your brother is a good thing to do too.
Okay.
I don't think he will help you with your job, but maybe just to kind of reconnect, to have some sort of family bond together.
Okay.
Would that be, yeah. And who's born in your family, July or June?
My sister.
Okay. Now, you guys are like all over the place, and you guys are not together, right? You just have each other in opposite places of the country. It's almost opposite ends of the country. So different.
Yes.
Different places.
But I was thinking about moving closer to my sister.
Okay. So they're just trying to narrow it down for me. Okay. So where sister lives, this to me is more of a, maybe better choice to go into. At least this is a familiar move. So if you would move towards your sister, that's at least it gives you some leverage, some time to figure things out about where exactly you want to move for yourself. I feel like if you go to say be closer with your sister, essentially you will change your mind and maybe go somewhere else. But at least for now, when you're trying to figure things out, just go and maybe stay with her for some time. So let her be sort of a supportive person on your path.
Okay.
And and start from there. But I quite honestly, I feel that this is just a first step. And then from there, you'll take it somewhere else. You haven't yet figured it out. So just kind of take one step at a time, one direction at a time. So move.
Oh, that's good. So... You know, with my old job, I'm still trying to work out the exit. Do you see anything there? Because I've been talking to a lawyer.
Well, then you should probably continue speaking to the lawyer, I guess, with and eventually you will be faced with this choice over and over and over again. It's just if you don't quit, it's about being fired. It's about, you know, sort of things get... sometimes out of control when we don't pay attention to the guidance. We just ignore and we wait and we wait.
So
what they're showing to me, eventually you leave it. Like you sort of the bond is broken.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
So it's just a matter of time, to be honest. So continue to do whatever you need to do. Just, but have your heart kind of set to on a journey. You know, have your heart set for adventure. Have your heart set for a new life that is waiting for you, rather than just trying to make things more complicated. It's almost like let it go. Let it go and let it be.
Okay.
The way things are. Okay.
Sounds good. And it sounds good to me. And I'm glad I'm going to move and life is good. Do you see any men?
Well, let me tell you, let's just do one question at a time because
okay.
We can go on and on. Well, I'm happy to sort of like let's kind of close with this job opportunity because that was important. Because then my spirit guides will get a little bit off, you know, not just to get agitated, but just confused. I guess with this me sending out all of these questions, let me just finish with one and let you kind of process this because there was a lot of information.
It was.
Okay, thank you.
You were great.
My pleasure.
Thank you
so much. Well, hope to see
bye-bye.
You soon. Okay, bye-bye. Hello. Hi there.
Yes, hello.
Yes. Hi there. It's Josie.
Yeah, my name's Richard.
Richard?
Yeah.
That's a pleasure, Richard. Where are you calling from?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yep.
Wonderful. I don't think I've ever spoken to anyone from Wisconsin. That's always a good experience. Richard, how can I help you today? What can I do for you, my friend?
When I'm practicing my music, and I'm hoping it turns into a career, I can regularly feel somebody tapping me on my hand. Other times feel like somebody's down beside me. So just kind of see if you can pick up who's doing that and what are they trying to tell me?
Okay, let's see. Well, that's your departed people, and one of the deceased is somebody who has sort of shows up over and over and over again. Let me tell you, it's not always the case. For some people, it's really the spirit. Sometimes it's elemental. Sometimes it could be, well, I don't know how far you're into fairies and all that stuff, but sometimes elemental energy can also be some sort of kind of mischievous. They like music, by the way. Fairies, elementals, love music, flowers, they will always be there if you see them or not. It's just a fact. Now, who is tapping you is one of your departed loved ones. It's somebody who actually passed away. Let me just see who this is because that's where it's coming from. Somebody who's known you for a while. Okay, and who's born in September?
September.
Give me some clues. Somebody passed in September? Somebody's born in September?
I think my best friend Dan had passed in September, if I remember.
Okay. It could be the 9th of the month. It could be 9th of September or April 9th, just on the 9th of the month. It's just the number 9 comes through. And somebody who shows me like you were, I'm not sure if it's just like a ritual kind of thing. Somebody watches you taking herbs in your hands and rubbing the herbs in your hands, kind of this kind of, and inhaling. And I don't think it has to do with inhaling. I think it's just maybe like a sage or some kind of healing herbs. Or whatever's happening. So this is kind of a clue I can give you about this person. Now, both of your parents are alive. Is that right?
I don't know. My mother passed away. My dad, I'm not really sure about. I haven't seen him since I was 9 years old.
9 years old?
Yeah. That was the last time I saw my dad as well.
Okay, when you said 9, remember I told you, what does number 9 mean to you?
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah,
number nine, believe me, this is number that the spirit gives me, and I don't know what it means. I'm trying to decode it. Usually if they do this, it's about maybe September, because September is the month number nine. So, now you're mentioning to me number nine randomly. So you didn't think about this, it just came out. So in you and them, you already had the report. Like you knew each other's numbers in your head. Now, so that's your parents. So this would be your mom who passed away a long time ago. So this is the spirit who's around you. So this is the spirit who actually comes. You also have a brother as well?
Yeah.
They're saying, okay. And then is he the January person?
No, my brother was born in August like I was.
Okay. Is it January? Can you identify January for me? There's somebody else's birthday?
January.
Birthday or death or something like this.
Yeah, I don't know if it was any Januaries.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. My grandson was born in January.
Okay. All right. Is this January? Is this a recent event?
He's just turned 3.
Okay. So sometimes they would mention, children just to let you know that they're watching them. So that means they're watching you and they're watching your family. They're watching your children. They're watching your loved ones. And again, for much information comes to me, the way I ask them for validation is either give me names or numbers, so something that I can identify. So anyways, that seems to be like your mom. Although she passed away young, because to me that's like a young woman, somebody who is more of a... maybe in her late 30s?
No, she was 67.
Okay.
My best friend was only 42.
Okay. So this is another person who steps forward and shows me the sign that she's just by your side as well. And you also knew her husband. No, she's just talking to me. I'm not sure what she said. She just says, anyway, she shows a picture of like you handing a box to her husband. I'm not sure what it is. It's like tools or something like this. It's a box with, I think, industrial kind of supplies, something with tools or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
But for this, she wants to say thank you. I think this is where it's going. So, and thank you. So this is what she's kind of trying to project onto me. And did she also have a tattoo on her wrist?
No, my stepdad does have tattoos on his fingers.
Okay, your stepdad passed? Listen, I don't know. Like sometimes they come as bundles like these, just to let you know who's on the other side.
Yeah, no, he's still alive.
He's still alive. Okay. That's listen, there are more and more and more spirits are coming through. So that's somebody related to your stepdad. And listen, because I can see them and they know you, so they will step forward because they can, because, I can see them, because I can sort of connect to you. But let me put them aside for a second and ask you, did I answer your question, or can you repeat the question in a way that I can sort of, instead of speaking, hearing to the dead people, maybe just focus on your specific question?
Yeah, I was around my music, see if they're trying to tell me. I've been working towards the music, hoping it leads to a career.
Right. Okay. Well, this is who I'm picking up in terms of who is actually touching you. So who is actually tapping? So that's your departed people, of which there are many. There are your friend is there, somebody who has some tattoos on their hands, or at least that's somebody who's related to this person. And they're quite a few people. So I don't think they're just a happy bunch, to be honest. I feel like they're just super excited to be able to speak to you. And
about 3 months ago, I just finished practicing my music, and I walked into my living room, and I heard this sweet little female voice out of nowhere say hello, and my cat was next to me, and he got all startled and poofy. But the voice wasn't familiar to me, though. It was a sweet little female voice, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a younger female. Sometimes the way you hear them is not how they actually sound. And, you know, if you're clairaudient, you are more likely to hear things than not. So this is maybe perhaps your when you were in this kind of presence, when you're in the state of mind of receiving, you had a chance to actually hear them. They speak to you all the time, let me tell you. And quite the opposite is true, is to get them to stop sometimes is a challenge, because sometimes you get somebody who is very chatty on the other side and they keep on talking. So the female spirit, this is who is I'm seeing as well. And this is one of your people who deceased, either your mom or the friend of yours who passed as well. And if you can kindly also give a message to her husband that she's okay, she's appreciating that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck, my friend, with your music. And, you know, your deceased people are, I think they're helping you a lot. So I feel like they're very much supportive people on the other side, somebody who really wants to be of, you know, to make your life a little easier, make your life a little fun. But it's not the spirit. That's not like spirit guides or angels that I can see. That's just somebody who you've known, somebody who you knew when they were alive. So no surprises here. It's almost like somebody just lovingly watching you. Sorry, okay. No messages again. I don't pick up any messages at this point from them, but okay.
All righty. Well, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Richard, for calling. And enjoy your night, and let's see what happens here. Hello? Hello? Hello, hello. Anybody there? Maybe I'm already speaking in my head to the other side. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
Josie.
Hi, Josie. I'd love to get a reading.
So what's your name?
Yvette.
Yvette?
Yes.
Okay, Yvette. Okay, where? This is a familiar name. Did you call me before? Did we have a chat already in the past?
Never. I've never spoken
never.
To you.
Okay, sounds good. No, just the name is familiar. There could have been another Yvette that was I had the chance to talk to. So, but it's an unusual name. Where are you calling from?
California.
Perfect. All right, so what can I do for you, my friend?
I guess, you know what? Is it all right to ask a general love question?
You can try it. Remember, I'm asking the spirit guide. So if they answer you, I mean, this is all I can do is to ask them.
Okay, whatever they have. Or whatever spirit. I mean, I'll take a mediumship, whoever wants to come through and communicate.
Uh-huh. Okay. So was it a question? No, I missed it.
Okay, so I guess I'll ask a question. I guess general love question. I guess I feel like I'm open. Sometimes I'm open and sometimes I'm not. I feel like at this moment I'm open to looking for love. I'll phrase it like that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And okay, well, let me tell you, 14 is the year. I'm asking the spirit guides if they can sort of draw a line and what is happening with your life altogether. There's a couple of years they're showing me. So 13 is the year of sort of relationship. Either there was an energy about the relationship that you had to learn. I'm just basically looking at your life lessons and just letting you know. So 13 was 15, another year of their relationship. So you're actually learning through their relationship. One of your lessons in this life is actually to learn through relationships. So you always put yourself in a position when you will debate whether you like being alone or with somebody. So you will have the moments when you will not want anybody in your life whatsoever. You just feel very much content with yourself. And then very openly, you know, kind of opening yourself up to love. They're saying to me one marriage. Okay, that happened to you already?
Nope.
That happened to you? Okay. So
no,
what I'm actually asking them, if they remember, I was speaking in the beginning. I don't know if you actually had a chance to listen from the beginning, but we all have soul contracts. It means that once you set those soul contracts, they're done deal. So it means that they will show up in your life kind of whether you like it or not. And you have a choice whether to take the opportunity or not. A soul contract will be, for example, your parents, right? Once you're here, you can't change it. So it's just an example of a soul contract. So they're saying to me, you signed up for marriage. It means that you still wanted to experience marriage altogether. I don't see children, to be honest with you, but I don't know. Sometimes they just don't show it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of okay with it. It doesn't mean you won't have children, but somehow the children, that's not what they're showing to me. So marriage, one marriage, this is what I can see for sure. And, yeah, so if you're open for love, this is a good time for you to look into. I feel like the place where you are is a good place to find a partner. Very much. And summertime, I mean, I'm assuming it's California. California is probably the most of the time it's very sunny, but somehow they point at summertime as being sort of a better time for a relationship, a place where you are. You have one of the cousins who passed away? Somebody just steps forward.
I have what?
Tells me cousin. Do you have a cousin who passed away?
I never knew any of my cousins.
Knew any of you. Anyways, welcome. There's somebody who shows up and tells me that's here's your cousin. And it's a man.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's a George, G or J or George. Anyway, back to you. They had to interrupt me sometimes, but did it help you? Did that answer your question?
Yeah. Could you tell me anything about the gentleman, or is that too far out?
No, that's too far out. You know, I don't do the descriptions anymore. I
okay.
used to do this, but you know, let me tell you, if you are inaccurate, you can look at tarot cards and, you know, you can look at, you know, say, King of Cups and how they look like. And based on this assumption, you can sort of describe the partner. And the way the spirit guides communicate, to be honest, they don't give people a specific description. They will be generally describing their quality.
Can I ask about a guy that's in my life right now? But so we're not dating,
mm-hmm.
but... His name is Ed.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know what the guys had about him or information.
Okay, well. Okay, well, potentially close relationships. So that's somebody who is quite close. Somebody who likes you too. Somebody
mm-hmm.
who has an affection. Somebody who has an affection for you. Now, whether he's going to be your married partner, I don't have that information. What I can tell you is that somebody who's interested in you, somebody who wants to get to know you better, and you should definitely give him a try for sure. It's somebody who is trustworthy as well. So
okay.
Edward. Yeah. Yeah. He's got a family too. Is that right? He's got kids.
No kids.
Okay. Was married before?
I don't know. I really don't know
okay.
that, actually. I don't
well,
know
you should probably get to know because
yeah.
he's got connections to a lot of people. He's almost like he's got responsibilities for us.
Okay.
So you
okay.
perhaps get to know. I feel he's genuinely wants to connect to you. He wants to kind of be part of your life. But he also
mm-hmm.
got other things to take care of. And there are people who are like dependent. Somebody who's
okay.
who's been connected with. Okay? But other than this, for sure, give me a try. And I'm sorry, I don't see marriage with him specifically. But
okay.
As I said, sometimes they just don't give you this information
absolutely.
For whatever reason.
Thank you.
All right, my pleasure. Okay, thanks so much, Yvette. Maybe I'll take one more call if I have the time. Hello, it's Josie.
Hi, Josie.
Hello?
This is Laura.
Laura.
Yeah.
Laura,
for
hi. Where are you
call?
Calling? My pleasure. I'm
in New Jersey.
My pleasure. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Perfect. All right, so did you have any questions? What can I do for you?
Well, I do. I'm a contractor on a project. Well, several projects.
Okay.
One of the big projects I'm working on though it's probably going to be put on hold because the manager who's in charge of it has taken another job and it's going to be moving to another state.
Okay.
I'm not sure. What I'm looking for to see am I going to end up being promoted at this company and getting hired on as a permanent employee, or would I be better served to move on to another company altogether?
Mm-hmm. Okay, my friend. So promotion, it comes as a challenge. That's what they're kind of trying to tell you. Promotion comes as a challenge. You can either stay in this company and remain with them on the same terms, but without much advancement. Okay. But if you're switching jobs, it will take a lot of your effort. It will take a lot of your sort of searching. So it feels like you will be the choice that you're struggling with is still stay in this company. Even if they don't offer you any sort of advancement or promotion, it's kind of swallow it and then just stay there without so much, you know, wanting to change things of down the road. But what they are suggesting, the spirit guides are suggesting actually, to find a reason to continue, find a reason to work through it, find a reason to move on, to find another company, based on your terms. So, again, if you can see for yourself, this company doesn't look like they have it's not just the position, but the ability to give you what you need to promote you at this point. So you can stay there and sort of on the same terms as you are right now, and things will be the same. Nothing pretty much will change. Or if you want something better, something bigger, you have to move on. You have to find it somewhere else.
Mm. Are they telling you if that happens? Are they saying anything about when that can happen, moving on to something better?
Well, as I said, I don't see you moving on. It's almost like you feel like it's okay to stay at this company. If you change, you're the one who has to take that stance and you have to take the move. What I'm kind of picking up is that you are much rather to stay at this company without making these moves because it's just too much of a hassle to find something else, to be sort of in a different position. It's much more sort of comfortable and much more familiar to be this place where you are right now. So they're just giving you the suggestion. They want you to move on. They want you to take that road sort of less traveled rather than staying in this company on the same terms without possibilities, without sort of brighter future. Still take a chance and then go ahead and find something else where you can be happier, more appreciated, and so on. So I feel like this is the year where you will have to make this choice. It's all within this year, 2016.
Okay, I'm buying a house next month, so I need to I need to stay in here long enough to kind of recoup all the money that I've been saving for the down payment.
Yeah, so this is exactly what they're saying to you. It's like you will feel the choice of staying. It's almost like you wish you things were different, but the circumstances of your life sort of putting things on hold. And you know what? Don't worry about it. Even they don't promote you, but they still provide you with reasonable salary and will give you an opportunity to stay and maybe, you know, give yourself a different momentum when you'll take that opportunity. There is another opportunity. There's always another opportunity. But so far, if you feel it's going to be too much stress with the house and buying and moving, then stay at your current job then.
Well, do you see this job lasting at least through September? Because that's when the contract ends. Supposedly.
Yeah. September does come as a month, number 9, to be honest. That's where the change will come as well. So when I'm asking, they'll be giving me 9.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good.
So which
good.
Is September.
That would give me enough time to recoup my money, save a little buffer, and then start another position.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you will take that chance. My pleasure.
Oh,
okay.
Great.
Thank you
thank
so
you
much.
Very much.
Thank okay. Thank you guys so much again for tuning in. Thank you so much, Laura. I'll speak to you again next week from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It was Josie Grouse, a psychic medium. You guys have a fantastic night, and I will speak to you again next week. Bye.